Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Tom King from Komatsu. Tom, thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, we came here to talk about one particular event. You know, Komatsu Christmas has been going on all month long, but I also feel it's important that we highlight everything else that you guys do for the community, because it really is everything. It's not just a Christmas season thing. You guys are out and about all year long.
Yeah, I know we've talked about, you know, we have the Komatsu Christmas and the things that are going to happen tomorrow, but we also want to emphasize, not only do we do all the holiday events that we do with KOAL as well, but and we also do Shop with the Cop, United Way's Angel Tree. And then we've done some events. We've partnered up with the school district to do some events. And then in the summer times, we do sporting events. We've sponsored golf, charitable events, charity events, rodeo events, and stuff like that. So we're involved year-round in the community, and we want to be a part of the community. I think we're a big part of the community.
Oh, yeah. You guys not only hire a lot from our local community, you guys, like you just mentioned, are out and about really doing so many different kinds of service for the community. And that's what I love. When I talk to businesses like Komatsu, you guys are so involved. And we talked about it a second ago, Komatsu Christmas, what's going on tomorrow on the 18th. Let's talk about that for a second. What exactly are you guys doing?
Yeah, so we've partnered up with Chrysalis, well, again, with you guys in the Radio Ship Partnership. But we're going to have Chrysalis, NES, TKJ, Rise, and we're going to have a big event for their clients and their staff, about 150 people. We go in to see the Grinch at the theaters. And so Komatsu is going to provide each person with a snack, drink, popcorn, along with that movie ticket. And then they're going to get to watch the animated version of the Grinch. And then it's my understanding that there's going to be a live Grinch there, a sighting of the Grinch, and Santa Claus will be there to let those people enjoy the holiday season and have some fun.
And that's always exciting to see. I mean, you're talking about assisted living homes where sometimes it doesn't feel like they can really get out and experience the community in ways that they might want to. So this really gives them an opportunity to get out, see a good movie, and meet Santa and the Grinch.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, for them to meet Santa, I think it's going to be good for them. And these people are different ages from all ages, and it'll be a fun time for them. You know, I've seen the Grinch that's going to be there. I've met him before at another party, and he's a pretty amazing. He's enjoyable to watch. He's entertaining. And then, obviously, it's Santa. So I think it'll be a highlight event for these guys and gals and all these people that are going to be involved with this event. And I think they're going to have fun, and it's going to be a memorable thing for them. And Komatsu is very proud to be part of that. And our upper management's been very supportive of all this stuff, and it's just been a good thing.
Yeah, and we're glad that you guys are doing things like this to help the community. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but in the Castle Country area, it feels like when a call is issued for service, when someone needs help, everyone responds in kind and just gives.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've been a part of the community, you know, my other employments and stuff, and it's amazing of Carbon County and how many people are supportive of a lot of different things. And when something comes up, you know, a lot of people get involved, and Komatsu's been one of them.
And, you know, we talked about it a little bit beforehand, but everyone I've talked to who worked for Komatsu, they have nothing but glowing reviews for it. It's just, it seems like such a good place to work, a great work environment.
You know, I've been fortunate to work there. I've been over 2 years now. I'm starting my third year, and it's been a life changer for me. It's been good for me. It's a great place, enjoyable place to work with. We do some really good things, and also to be part of the community like this and be part of a company that's involved. It's been very good. It's been a great place to work there.
Yeah, what you just said there, that's what I've heard from nearly everyone I've talked to who's worked for Komatsu. Just a great work environment, and like we talked about earlier, it's a great way to get involved with the community as well. School events, rodeos, events like Komatsu Christmas. You guys are you do so much good for the community, and we can't thank you guys enough.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the support. We appreciate the partnership. You know, again, a lot of different things going on, and it's not holiday season, it's year-round. You know, and again, last year, I want to highlight, we were involved with the school district where we were able to, the school district was able to pick 18 families, and not only Komatsu and other businesses were able to partner up together to offer a holiday meal and a bunch of household gifts to these people that that may need some. So it's things are really good in this community.
Yeah, no, it's always fun seeing the community come together like this. Now, Tom, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, again, thank you very much for the partnership. Thank you to Komatsu for everything that they've done for the community. And I hope the Rise people and the Chrysalis people at tomorrow's event have a great time. So thanks for having us, and we appreciate it.
Well, Tom, thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Tom King with Komatsu, and we were talking about their upcoming Komatsu Christmas on December 18th, a great charity initiative that they do, as well as the other things that they do for us in the Castle Country area. And for more Castle Country focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.